All right, welcome everybody. And we're here in our integration week for our sensual hearing. If you have anything, as always, to mention, feel free to finish typing that into the chat feature for those of you who happen to be live on the call. And whether you're live or listening to the recording, know that this is the perfect time for you. Yeah. And on that note, I'll invite you to cozy up, finding a nice quiet place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. And as you, as you settle in, as you get comfy, cozy here, taking the time to make any little micro adjustments that you might need. And as you settle in here, I invite you to scan up, down, 360 all around, looking for something that's in your space, either pleasant or at the very least neutral. I know we often do this in the body, but today let's just play with finding it outside the body as well. And as you feel drawn to whatever that is, it's pleasant or at the very least neutral, and letting your gaze settle on that, noticing what it is you like the most about this. Perhaps it's the shape. Perhaps it's the size, the color, the way the light and the shadow play with it. Whatever that all is that you enjoy the most about this, take a moment to really breathe that in and be with it. And as you receive this nourishment and essence, steeping yourself in all this yumminess, all that's nurturing you here. As you breathe this all in, taking a moment to notice the impact of this inside your body and noticing how this feels inside of you. And you're welcome to stay right here, savoring all that this brings for you if it's enjoyable. And if you feel drawn to it, you're welcome to also take a moment to also scan the inside of the body. Looking for something, again, that's either pleasant or neutral. For those of you watching the video, if you saw my big smile out of nowhere, I saw the notice on the chat feature saying hello to Charlie, and it melted my heart a little bit, so thank you. And as you're scanning the inside of you, looking again for something that's pleasant or neutral, and that might be a part of your body, it may even be a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. And as you land on this invitation to once again notice what it is you like the most about this part of you, this memory, whatever it is that has your attention. And as you soak that all in, savoring this, receiving this nourishment, noticing also how it feels to receive this. Yeah, just like that. And knowing that you can come back to any of these places inside of you or whatever it was that was calling you externally at any point in time while we're working. at any time if there's a moment of this is a lot, or if there's anything else that's calling you away that feels a little too much, you're welcome to land back on in these areas of resource at any point while we're working. And I invite you to continue to savor all that you've noticed internally, staying present as you receive even more of this pleasantness, of this beauty of you. And thank you all for being here and being you. And thank you to all that's taken for this to be in this moment. All of those that came before you, the parents, the family before them, the lineage, the ancestors. There was a lot of people involved for all of us to meet here in this sweet moment of connection, of togetherness. Thank you for being here in this very moment to experience life as it is. And thank you to all of those that supported this existence, of those who came before us and for ourselves, those that have cared for this land, that have stewarded this very earth from which we come, and all of her creatures. We give thanks. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And if you find your attention wandering, I'll invite you to allow it to do just that. If you want to call it back to that pleasantness, feel free. Or if there is something that's calling you to listen to, feel free to scan the body and just notice what's alive here for you. What's resonating here for you? And as we start today's session, we're actually running lymphatic drainage through the respiratory system and through the spine and all three brains. Excuse me. And as we run this lymphatic drainage, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, I see that as actually helping to connect the respiratory system, the lungs, new life, into what it is you stand on your own two feet for. What is it you stand tall for? What is it you stand to represent? How do you stand in your values? As well as bringing in the understanding that that spine is much like an antenna of consciousness. So literally our spine can begin to steer us one way or the other in terms of what we're aware of, what we're noticing, what we're paying attention to, consciously, subconsciously, more so. Yeah, and as you follow the body's messages, their whispers, and all that it's sharing with you in this way, perhaps just on the very edge of that spine, just on the outer edge, as we run this lymphatic circulation, there might be a little bit more room for mobility here. And as that outer edge becomes just a little bit more mobile and open to shifting, changing, becoming more versatile in all of its postures and all that it can literally be an antenna to tune into and all that it stands for, allowing the strength and the resilience of the reptilian brain to be seen, heard, and noticed and acknowledged. This reptilian brain through the spinal cord, as well as going up into that brainstem and the pons, the cerebellum, the other structures that are there, are the essence, essentially, that we often beat up on, we often blame, and yet they've been here keeping you safe and alive, sometimes stuck in some pretty, you know, unpleasant situations. But as we open up this spine, as well as the respiratory system here, to align you to new beginnings, noticing what it is you want to step forward into in your life. Yeah, and on that note, I actually see the various meridians, and there's many of them in the legs, begin to shift just a little bit more chi into the right leg, allowing for it to literally have more room, mobility to step forward. And as it does so, allowing for that left leg and all that it's been maybe steadfastly supporting, hanging on to, standing tall in, but also holding back a little bit. Perhaps, you know, a little bit more drawing into the past. As this energy shifts between the legs, supporting the capacity for new beginnings to be aligned and stepped into. There's also a little bit of unwinding of connective tissue through the tailbone. I've likened the tailbone a few times to that rudder on a boat that can steer us in one direction or another. And as that rudder begins to slowly shift into supporting this alignment of the legs, the spine, and the lungs for that matter, there's actually a little bit of untorking, untwisting of connective tissue around the left lung in particular. And in that left lung, in that connective tissue, is mostly in the upper lobe, there's a fair amount of grief. And it's around the theme of rejection from very early on. This is a pattern that's been here perhaps for quite a while. Thinking back to early childhood, for some of you, even into the early fetal life, into the womb space. Yeah, this is actually something that's been inherited from the family lines. We actually have to go back a fair ways, 12 generations on mom's side, on the feminine side. And we're going to go through kidney 24 point, roughly in the middle of the chest on the left side. There's one on the right side too, but we're going to be working with that one on the left side. And as this pattern comes to light, this pattern of grief, it's also around the sense of using grief to protect from changing gears, doing something new, and potentially losing everything. It's got this message again of just stick to the tried and true. Even though it might not be everything that you're after, it might be good enough. So don't mess with it. Don't innovate. Don't create. Don't change. Just stay as you are. Out of, again, fear of survival. Okay, so there's that preemptive grief around that sense of anticipatory loss. What might happen if we step forward in another direction or shift gears, innovate, create. Excuse me. And as the body-mind begins to unwind some of this energy in the left lobe of the lung through that kidney 24 point where this pattern was inherited from many generations ago, is going into a C-tree to further flush out any bits of rejection. And it looks like a lot of that rejection was reject just immediately without even thinking about anything, because that's what'll keep us safe. Just be like, nope, that's a no. I don't think so. I don't know about that. I'm gonna have to take some time with that one. Doesn't feel right. Any of that knee-jerk rejection. And then over the generations, that's actually molded itself into this consciousness of this idea, this belief that's maybe become even a little bit more solidified to the point where it's actually creating quite a twist and torque on that upper lobe of the left lung. And with it carrying that consciousness, that deeper consciousness over the years of I am rejection, I am rejectable, or creating that sense of having to embody rejection in some way, shape, or form. And a big chunk of that is actually hunching the left shoulder, letting it slouch or slump in a protective fashion, and as it braces in this act of protection to, again, just stay on that straight and narrow, don't change anything, because, you know, just repeat what's been done before, you'll stay alive that way. Comes to light here. We're going to run that C-tree on it for the next, actually, it's running for a few days. It's running for the next 5 days. To flush out all of those different morphogenetic fields that have been inherited through the family lines and all the different morphings they've gone through, the different changes and how that's come. So if you think of it as 12 generations ago, someone had a belief system and then over the generations becomes more and more solidified into the physicality of the offspring. It can literally begin to shape and twist bones and bodies into unique configurations, setting the stage for symptoms and diseases, or just experiences of life to be filtered through, or governing the complete experience of life. So as we address this, we trace it all the way back to source with this seed tree for the next 5 days. Going back those 12 generations, we're going to be running that seed tree on every generation. So for every single generation through this Kidney 24 line point and meridian line. And this seed tree stands for C, circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve or communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, and the endorphins, the hormones, and those endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And as we work with that, also circulating the balance of yin to yang, feminine to masculine, as well as working with hydration, helping these cells to absorb water, absorb joy, and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as that goes, then it's followed by the defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, and then what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, come together. And thinking of these as helping to get out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to other possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as that runs for the next 5 days, also running diaphragm 2 and intestines to support any emotional processing here. And all of that is now linking into the face, into the sinuses, into the teeth, into all aspects of face. And not superficial, but more the deeper layers of the face, like the sinuses, the teeth, the things that are below that appearance, so to speak. As we go into the deeper structures of the face, running up the permissions of I can face what's coming, and I can step into this new. I can face the new. I can face the new. I can step into what's coming. And as we give this space of yours permission to move forward as well with your body, it's linking into the gums, the teeth. And there's almost this fear or anticipation of if what's coming next might be too much to digest, to swallow, to chew on, literally. And there is anticipation, and within that, anger, fear, all the emotions around what might come in the future. There's anger and fear, most notably. And it seems to be impacting the microbiome of the oral cavity. So as we optimize the microbiome here, keeping in mind that anger typically will feed bacteria, and viruses will typically feed on the fear. As we reduce their food supplies of anger and fear, it also creates space for the microbiome and all those good bugs to reclaim their numbers and population, and allow for any of those viruses or bacteria that were feeding off of that respective fear and anger to die down. Yeah, and as we flush out the microbiome here and optimize throughout the oral cavity, we actually need to rinse and repeat that for the sinuses, as well as for the inner ears. Through the inner ears, then including the incus, the malleus, the stapes, those inner ear bones. And the little hairs, little cilia that help to conduct, well, they protect from wax built up and things like that too, but they also create just the right acoustic, if you want to think of it that way, canal And as we support all of the acoustics here, running a permissions of it's safe to hear opportunity. It's safe to hear opportunity. So being able to hear that opportunity and step into it when it knocks on your door. Yeah, and I can face this. I can step into this new beginning. And as we work with all, again, the deeper structures of the face, rushing to run lymphatic drainage through here, just clean out any little bits of inflammation, and then run hydration to bring new life, new joy, and help to process any little bits of emotion. As hydration, as we invite in joy, releases anything else that doesn't need to be here, releasing any impurities. And as we bring in what does serve, releasing what no longer serves, simultaneously linking house 12, house of endings in astrology, to house 1, house of, again, new beginnings. And it's no surprise that's linking right into lung one point in that upper outer chest. And if you're open to it, even just placing a hand on that front of the shoulder, just in a little bit to that chest, so you'll be on that area. And if you're open to it, whichever arm is perfect, opening up that arm and that chest wall with it to give just lung one a little bit more, literally breathing room, to breathe in new life into your new beginnings. And if that feels like something that you could do on both sides, let me see if I'm on camera well enough for this. As you breathe into that new life, into this lung one point, if it's comfy cozy to do that, you're welcome to switch sides, do the other side, or even just do both sides at once. You might begin to feel like a little bit of a jellyfish breathing and moving your arms. You can even coordinate it with your breath if you like. And we're just literally airing out lung one point and bringing in new life, new energy, new flow. And as we support that in this posture, it opens up the armpits, which also opens up heart one point. And as we bring in new life through armpits, through lung one and heart one points, it allows for just a little bit more grief to come out of the armpits. And as that grief, and there's also some fear here too, releases, it's coming via lung one and heart one out through that armpit. And as that comes off, sometimes I get a little bit lightheaded almost, or nauseous even when lymph is moving like this. There's quite a bit here. As that comes off, it's releasing an old fear cycle that created hypoarousal. And hypoarousal is a fancy word for meaning we shut down, we withdraw, we isolate, we pull away from connection, from life, from living, from desires, etc. And as that releases, it's carrying with it the fear of releasing the fear of going after success, going after what it is you want. Yeah, and think of this, and if you're still doing that motion, feel free to just do maybe another 2 or 3 before bringing it into, although see what feels right. You're welcome to continue for as long as you like. And then as we bring that all together, it allows for new, again, breathing room, new space to be here. New, anytime there's new space, not to bring in too much Einstein relativity theory, it also opens up new time, again, new opportunities. Quote unquote, the right time can be here now, that there is new space, new time, including that right time, can be in this list of possibilities that begin to open up as we clear the space of this upper chest region, really. And then to support that even further, running lymphatic drainage through the entire chest wall. I'm not sure what that noise was. Came from our house somewhere. I'll have to figure that out later. Something fell. In case you're wondering if that registered in your end. And as you run lymphatic drainage now through this entire upper chest wall, we're doing one more round of it from the oral cavity, and I just see everything from the mouth draining now through to the heart space, everything from the ears draining to the heart space, and everything from the sinuses following all of that is ready to go now too into the heart space. And as it all drains into the heart space, there's a little bit of almost like excess phlegm is how the heart might feel as it registers the cell and as it takes the cell in. So we're actually going to run a body chemistry to just simply neutralize and support the immune system. And as we bring that into the heart, also working with a cellular repair, restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health, particularly as it relates in the heart to the relationship between the fire element that naturally governs it and the earth element, which can have a tendency to carry a little bit of excess phlegm sometimes. And this is actually releasing an old pattern of, stay with me here as I flush this all out, grounding and having the heart be the place where you were maybe particularly reliant upon finding grounding energy. Like, as long as the heart space is calm, I'll be grounded into my body and it's okay. And what if, even if the heart space wasn't calm, you could still be grounded? And what if grounding could happen throughout the entire body-mind? Not to take away from all that the heart offers, but more to step into the gifts of your entire body-mind and all that it offers in the arena of grounding, including grounding through all things earth elements, stomach, spleen meridians, notwithstanding, and those feet of yours, of course. Kidney one point in the middle of the soles of the feet in particular, all things base chakra, genitals, these are the areas that are rock stars in the area of grounding. So as we support the heart and not having to do that job too, making more space now for the heart to do what it does best, which is to step into all that's neutral, to honor respect, to honor healthy partnerships. Yeah, and I just see this belief system as the mucus, or still a little bit of drainage happening of that phlegm through to the heart space, releasing any old toxic partnerships, relationships, whether that be personal, professional, and anywhere in between, any of those little heartstrings, so to speak, that may be tugged at, are ready just to softly, gently release those energies. And as that begins to wash away through the heart space, I just hear the heart go, I am uplifted. And I actually see the heart in this, it feels like almost like a primal devotional posture. Begin to, if the heart had arms, begin to raise its arms into like this upward posture of being open to receive. And as the heart opens to receive, think of this as honoring the essence of acceptance and stepping into the energy of all that the heart can accept, which is, well, everything, with ease. And linking that into the acceptance points, which are found not from body talk, another modality, breath work, in the back of the skull, where the skull joins the spine, and up just a little bit, maybe an inch and a half higher than that. And as these points work with acceptance, and the heart steps even more deeply into acceptance, breath by breath, freeing up a bit of connective tissue adhesion through the back of the skull. Yeah, and then that's highlighting now the entire bone structure, the cranium of the skull, which is meant to give rise to clarity, but can be hard when it's feeling caught between heart games and mind games. Excuse me. So as we open up the ligaments and we clear out through the heart space, all the work that we've done, it actually creates more room for clarity in this cranium to be here, setting the stage for all things in the head to rest, not just gently, not just calmly, but serenely, and allowing this head brain to rest with serenity on top of the sphenoid bone structures, and allowing for all things throughout the cranium, the sinuses, the teeth, etc., to find their sense of peace simultaneously. And I just hear the entire head brain and all that lines it, those three meningeal linings, the dura mater, the arachnoid mater, and the pia mater alike, settle in to this serenity. And I hear them say, I am at rest. I get to be at rest. Not feeling like they have to be at rest because you've told them, or you've gotten upset with them for overthinking or anything else, or been trying to meditate and it was too noisy in there, whatever the scene may have been. But just instead, creating this serene space, which allows, with this serene environment, for the brain and all things cranium to begin to connect what soothes, what's comforting, what's calming. I am at rest, and finding through that natural rest. And as we invite the head brain in this way and all things cranium and head to rest, the heart can begin to shine now that it doesn't have to work so hard against what the head might be thinking or saying or directing. There's more space for this heart to orient internally and externally. And as this heart begins to expand, linking it into the spine, linking all things harmonious, neutral, from the heart now through to the spine, so it too can align with this same understanding of the heart and all that it carries, versus being almost in a place of bondage, if we want to think of it that way, to the head brain. And as we release the spine in totality, in all of its facets and all of its pieces and parts, from having to literally just be the area that props up the head, now that the sphenoid bone can hold it for its own self, allowing for the spine to more gently align to all things heart, as it centers, as it is centered in the midline of the body. And as that happens, there's even a little bit more unwinding through that tailbone that we worked with earlier, as if the tailbone can drop even just a little bit more fear. And as it uncurls, allowing for your sit bones, the bones that you sit on, to find contact with, even if you're lying down, that surface beneath them. Sometimes when the tailbone gets so extremely tucked or pulled in another direction, it doesn't actually allow for you to find sitting postural alignment. And as those sit bones begin to ground down into the earth, allowing for one more opportunity for grounding energy to be carried by the body in a way that doesn't have to come from navigating it via hearts. Yeah, with the body grounded, with the spine aligned, with the head brain in serenity, the heart just continues to shine on. Shine on. Beauty. And we're going to tap this part in. I actually see the heart beginning to shine on and radiate through the arms. Invitation to notice how your body mind feels called to breathe here. And allowing that breath to come through however it is called. Giving that 30 seconds to digest, to download. Perhaps honoring that work with another breath or two. Letting this all settle breath by breath. Okay, this next part, excuse me, I drank water everywhere. This next part is, someone actually wrote in about this specifically, and I've been tuning into this for, it feels like, over the last couple of months even. So it was with our group sessions, and you've likely even heard me reference in varying different ways, perhaps not as directly as this, but there's this energy of like something hanging around the neck, and feeling actually like a quite large stone, and the area where it's hooked into through that cervical spine varies a little bit. I'm noticing mostly at the base of the spine at C7, that bigger knobbier vertebrae, as well as in through cervical 3, a little higher up. And you may notice it in different spots throughout that neck. And the stone that I'm seeing being carried is actually holding the essence of times in which you were neglected by someone who is, quote unquote, supposed to care for you. And with it carrying the energy of carelessness and it being somehow okay or expected to be treated in a careless, neglectful manner. And I know that we've touched in on that theme, and we've touched on the stone a few times, so it's interesting, little by little, as this comes together in a titrated way for sustainable release and success to move through. As this all comes together, doing an emotional release here of no small amount of anger. It's actually got rage, and it's carrying that rage in through, let me just get this scarf off, in through the upper shoulder muscle here and going into that upper trap. Okay. And it is on both sides. As we work with this, I'm feeling it more on my left. You might feel it more on one side or the other, but we are releasing it equally from both sides. As this begins to get highlighted, we need to run circulation of all those basic healing resources to this area of neck, C7, C3, and really the entire cervical spine for that matter. Circulating all those same things that I mentioned earlier with that C3. And as that begins to circulate, also carrying hydration here, supporting again that absorption of water, joy, releasing of any impurities. It's carrying with it this identity slash belief of I am of no value. I am of no value. And as we release this heaviness, this burden, this stone, with it is coming the energy of having to face life in any sort of bits, in any way that was stony, pardon me. And all of those stony bits may have been important to stay safe and protected in how it is you face the world. And whether that was in a social interaction, or whether that was making your way through childhood, or whether that was anything else. As we release that pattern through the neck, we're also unhooking it off of governing vessel 20 points in the center, roughly, of the crown of the head that governs all of our habitual patterns. And we're actually going to go back a fair ways down through the family lines. This is actually going back 8 generations as well. This one is interesting. It's through dad's side. And as we release it through dad's side of the family lines, carrying with it all that masculine ideology of having to be stoic, to grit and get through, to endure. Yeah, this is really a pattern of having to endure. And inadvertently, along the way, somehow within the limbic emotional brain, that got to be thinking that if I'm enduring it, it means I'm supporting it. So subconsciously actually validating the carelessness and the neglect, and thinking that within self, this was not just to be expected, but you know, how things are supposed to work. So as we unhook that off, this no smelting through the chest on the right side, through that kidney 24 points on the right side, it's also clearing out any lineage pieces of abuse that tied into support this emotional mental neglect. And 8 generations ago, that may not have been as just strictly emotional or mental neglect. That might have been actually quite physically neglectful or violence as well. And as we work with this intergenerational pattern here of being treated carelessly, neglectfully, running another C3 on that, and this is actually continuing for a little longer, 7 days until we meet again. Yeah. And as this runs for the next week, alongside of it is support integration, running diaphragm to intestines, and hydration of the compassion centers. That's not a body talk thing, it's a breathwork thing. The compassion centers hang out in the upper chest, very close to kidney 27 points, which were our switching reflex points in body talk, of course. And as we work with these, and that diaphragm to intestines, I actually see it's almost as if the internal weight from having the treatments in the past lands, how it has in your nervous system. It's as if the inside weight of the body is like slumping forward. And as we work with this, that internal weight begins to shift and the posture of the entire chest wall aligns even more so. And as it does so, well, the image that I'm seeing anyways, is the weight is being taken off of the kidney meridian pathways. And as the kidney meridian pathways no longer have to support you up or hold you up, it's also releasing this idea, this belief that I need fear to hold me up. I need fear to support me. And as we release those belief systems, again, not small, running another cellular repair on the internal chest wall. So including all structures of lungs, heart, thymus, sternum, rib cage, all that's here in the front of the chest, if you could peel back all your layers of skin. And as that pressure comes off, I see the entire chest move out of fetal posture and open up space even more so for that heart to shine. And before I was seeing this, the radiance, there we go, from the heart begin to make its way through the shoulders and into the upper arms. It's now moving into past the elbows. And joints typically represent transitions. So as this transitions, this radiance of the heart through the shoulders, through the upper arms and into the elbows, we need to also unwind the pericardium, the external lining of the heart. And as that too unwinds, releasing any little bits of adhesed tissue as it does so, making even more room for that radiance of the heart to move through the very center where this pericardium meridian runs, roughly in the center of the arm. Beautiful. And with that, I hear the words, I begin again. I begin again. And that radiance of the sun goes all the way through the forearms into the wrists. And as the energy of the heart meets the wrists, it encounters all things stomach and stomach meridian, aka conscious mind. And if you like, you're welcome to just give those wrists very gentle movements. Perhaps even opening and closing the hands, the fingers, just one at a time or all at the same time. And just beginning to invite in new energy, new light, new life through these hands from the outside as this radiance begins to make its way through the wrists internally. And as it does so, having it land on the conscious awareness, the conscious mind. Now, what is it you long to hold? What is it you long to receive? What is it you long to embrace? And as you summon that up to your awareness, allowing for the hands to receive the desire to hold, to ache, to have more, to have difference. And when I say more, it's not in the essence of, you know, being able to materialistically possess more, although that may dovetail in here. This is more the essence of emotionally coming alive into the very essence of you and being able to have even more sense of self on board. And if you're open to that, feel free to give those hands even just a little bit more movements, opening up to receive even more. And as this heart meridian continues to radiate with this heart energy all the way down to this very pinky finger, and there is quite a bit of a blockage on that pinky finger side of the wrists. Now, if you like, you're even welcome to hold that or stretch that or move that in any way, shape that calls to you. Yeah, and this area right around heart 7 acupuncture point, really. is feeling denser and heavier, like it's had to withstand and endure for too long. And now that it's desiring to set down the need to endure neglect or the need to endure careless treatment, it's just a little uncertain of, like, how do I do that? What does this look like on the other side? And there's, I just see, like, really old, dead, ashen type of coloring energy through the hands, which whenever I see that typically signifies that we're going ancestral. And as we go ancestral one more time, we're actually going back not quite as far. We're only going back four generations. And here there was, throughout the family lines, this idea of better to put the emotions aside and just stay focused on what's practical before you to get the job done at hand. That type of thinking, rigidity, inflexibility, pick your word for it, began to invite in the energy of close off the heart, don't reach out, don't ask for more. Just again, keep doing what you've been doing. You'll keep getting what you're getting and just be satisfied with that. It's enough, isn't it? Yeah, and as we work with this, we're actually just giving the heart permission to want, and permission to have needs. There we go. More so on the needs part. The wants is in there as well, but even more so on the opens up for the needs. Permission to have needs. And not just to have needs, but to have them be seen, validated, recognized, respected. What if your bar, or whatever you're setting your needs at, as you express them to others, what if that is set just where it's supposed to be? And as I say that, releasing the belief system of my expectations are too high. Which is such a thing that we tell women in society. You know, just lower your standards. Don't expect so much. Yeah. And as we begin to reverse some of those cultural indoctrinations, if I may call it such, familial indoctrinations, wherever that may have come from. Yeah, throughout the family lines, the family culture, society, here and now. This heart seven, we're going to run a hydration for it too through this again area of the hands and all things that surround heart seven, not just that point. And as we get hydration going through here, linking it into fire elements, the water bringing in the resources that were necessary for fire to run through your veins, through this heart meridian again, through heart seven points. Beautiful. Yeah. So lovely to witness. Always such a pleasure to be able to work with you all in this way. Such an honor. And as this comes alive, actually seeing new energy, not just in the hand, but also through the very core, the center of the heart itself, as if it was waiting for permission to be able to express what it really, truly, not necessarily wants, but needs. Yeah. And then running the permissions, and the words are just simply this. It is okay to have needs. It's okay to have needs. And then we're unhooking this idea, this anticipation again, that if I'm too vocal about my needs, or if I ask for them in not quite the right way, that I'll get rejected or I'll be unsupported. And inherently within that is just another layer of people-pleasing. And as we release that layer of people-pleasing, it's coming off of the kidney meridian as it traverses through that area at the bottom of the rib cage. Ah. And although your kidney meridian doesn't quite cross your pancreas, the area where they get close to each other in the lower left ribcage region, for that area, it just looks a little polluted, like an ocean had an oil spill in it. So we just need to clean up that oil spill. And we're actually gonna do a little cleanup work by releasing first sadness, then disgruntledness or irritability, you could call it that. And then underneath that, the sense of just like nothing will ever bring contentment, just discontentment, but at a very deep level and at a very stubborn level of thinking this will never change. And from here, we're also unhooking that pattern of meaning to quote unquote endure. Yeah. It's almost like there's this expectations of like, yeah, you might have a good time or two, but don't worry, that'll pass. You'll be right back in the crap before you know it. And that good time or two is the message coming from the pancreas being like, yeah, like let's have some fun. Let's enjoy this life. Let's go with the flow. Let's see what's happening. Let's follow the rhythm of what's natural. And then the kidney's like, I don't know about that. I'm carrying some doom and gloom energy. So as we release the emotional buildup here, running that cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health, and also bringing in the energy of house number six. House number six working with practical reassessments and being in alignment with the truth of our awareness of who it is we are to serve our health. Excuse me. To be in service to our health. And with that, there's actually a past life energy here of somebody being bludgeoned to death with a heavy stone. So as we release this energy of being bludgeoned with that heavy stone, a reminder that in body talk, we don't think of past lives as something that you will go on. Let me say this differently. We don't think that you yourself will go on to live again or that you've lived before. Rather that when somebody passes on, all their unresolved issues enter a giant pool. And as that all enters a giant pool, a new being, when they come into formation, scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. So as that past life energy clears off of here, we're going to strengthen the Wei Qi. That Wei Qi is a protective energy layer that also works with communication and synthesis that surrounds every part of you externally. Okay, beauty, and we're going to top this out here. Invitation to breathe however you feel called to. And feel free to give that one more round of breath, letting this all integrate on you. And as it integrates here, with every breath, transition is safe. Transition is safe. And a second permission is here. Communication, expression is safe. Communication/expression is safe. And as I run those, there's just a little bit of like, oh, poor me, almost a bit of like victim or pity mode. And it's a part of you that sometimes really wants to just feed on that energy of like being noticed as a victim. It's like, oh yeah, you poor thing. As that energy releases, it's actually coming off of the deeper layers of the neck, just through the cervical spine itself and the deeper muscle layers, as well as the ligaments that run on the fronts of the spine. Okay, beautiful. And as that runs through the cervical spine here, throughout front and back alike here. I just hear one more permission statement, and the words are just simply, I call in love. I call in love. Breath by breath, drinking all that energy on in. Breath by breath, calling in one more layer of love. Breath by breath, receiving this all as we tap this in. I have a song. It's a few minutes long, 4 or 5 minutes long. As I begin to play this, I'm hoping it's the right song, to be honest with you. I'm having a moment going, is this the one I wanted to play today? I'm going to press play. And if needed, I'll change. Odds are high if this is the one I'm being drawn to, it's the right one for today. The song is called Souls of My Ancestors. Souls of My Ancestors. And the album is Animus. The artist is Delia. I can't pronounce the last name correctly. Chariker, Chariker. And as you receive these vibrations, these pulsations, breath by breath, steeping in all that you've touched in on, perhaps landing on one of those resources, once again, if that calls to you. Being rests, feeling rests, embodying rests. Rest for you and rest for the ancestors, 12 generations back. Thank you. Rest with peace. Rest with contentment. Rest with love. For you are that. For you are that. Thank you for calling the solid. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here in connection with each other. Thank you for all that you bring, all that you offer, all that you are. Thank you for the very essence of you. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Bye for now, loves.